From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States marks 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In New York City, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. President Barack Obama, along with his wife Michelle and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning in the White House lawn at 8:46 a.m. local time. That's the time that the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. Later, the president told U.S. troops that fighting the threat of terrorism requires their continued vigilance.
Although we have made enormous strides in degrading the core al-Qaeda, including bin Laden himself, that had helped to direct the plot on 9/11, we are well aware of the fact that those threats still exist out there.
At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said despite the tragedy of the attacks, the United States has come back stronger. There was also a moment of silence in western Pennsylvania to mark the death of 44 people killed when the final plane crashed into a field there. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. Saudi officials say at least 87 people were killed and 187 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A sound technician at the mosque, Mohammed Tahir, told VOA Urdu it was raining heavily with gusty winds when a master crane became unbalanced due to the wind and crashed. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons program after a morning of emotional debate Friday. House Speaker John Boehner said that Republicans will continue to oppose the plan, even though the House vote was largely symbolic.
So our fight to stop this bad deal, frankly, is just beginning. We will not let the American people down.
Since the Senate held a decisive vote blocking a disapproval measure on Thursday, the House vote was largely symbolic. It was intended to send a message to President Barack Obama and his administration, who have pushed hard for the deal in negotiations over the past 18 months. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country hopes to avoid what he called unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the United States. Lavrov said coordination means cooperating with the Syrian government and military, something that Washington is not likely to support. Friday afternoon, U.S. President Barack Obama said that Russia's support of President Bashar al-Assad is, in his words, doomed to failure. Mr. Obama said the United States would underscore to Russia that its military involvement in Syria could prevent a political solution to the four-year-old crisis there. Russia has denied its military units in Syria are doing anything more than teaching Syrian forces how to use the weapons Moscow is supplying. The foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia have refused requests to accept mandatory quotas in the EU's plan for distributing 160,000 migrants among all member countries. Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier had urged a unified approach to dealing with Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. Also Friday, Denmark announced that it will not absorb any of 160,000 asylum seekers. The dissension prompted the European Council's president, Donald Tusk, to say Friday that he would call a summit of EU leaders this month unless their ministers could agree by Monday on how the bloc should cope with the migrant surge. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants were hiking to Vienna from the border with Hungary in their quest for asylum. Hungary has been widely criticized for its treatment of the refugees compared to a warmer response from Germany and Austria. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, unseeded Italian Roberta Vinci ended defending champion Serena Williams' bid for a calendar year Grand Slam. Vinci beat the top-seeded Williams in three sets. For more, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.